Have you ever gone out for what should have been a perfect ride, perfect weather, open road? Your bike feels amazing, but something just feels off.
You're not enjoying it the way you should. You're tense, you're making mistakes, and by the end of it, you're more drained than fulfilled. Here's the truth. Most rides don't get ruined by one big moment. They get ruined by small mistakes that stack up. And the worst part? Most riders don't even realize they're doing them. Today, we're fixing that. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. The first mistake, the one that starts everything else, is riding while your mind is somewhere else. Maybe you're thinking about work, that one email you should have sent, that one email you definitely shouldn't have sent, something going on at home, or even just replaying something that happened earlier in the ride.
Did that guy just cut me off?
No.
Yeah, he did. I think he did. You know what? He did.
Meanwhile, you just missed your turn. It doesn't feel dangerous, but it is. Because when your mind drifts, your awareness drops. Your reaction time slows. Your decision-making becomes sloppy, a little questionable. Like, yeah, I can totally make this light. And just like that, you're not riding a bike anymore. You're behind the ride instead of ahead of it. Motorcycling demands presence. Not perfection, presence. The second mistake? Trying to ride beyond your comfort zone to keep up with your buddies, with traffic, or the version of yourself you think you should be. This one ruins rides fast. Because instead of enjoying the ride, you're surviving it. Every corner feels like a test. Every straight feels like pressure. And instead of flowing, you're forcing it. The best riders don't chase speed. They ride with control. Ride your ride, not someone else's expectations. Now let's talk about something more technical, but just as damaging. Bad throttle and brake control. You don't notice it at first, but it shows up as jerky acceleration, abrupt braking, unsustainable corner entry, and it completely kills the smoothness of your ride. Smooth riding isn't just about looking good. It's about control, confidence, and reducing fatigue. Every input you make on the bike should be and feel intentional, not reactive. This one is subtle, but dangerous. Target fixation. You look at the thing you don't want to hit, and guess where the bike goes? Exactly, right toward it. It happens with potholes, guardrails, cars pulling out. Your vision controls your direction. Where you look is where you go. Train your eyes to focus on your path, not the problem. Here's one that ruins rides before they even begin. Skipping your pre-ride check. It's easy to ignore. You're excited, you just want to ride. But then, your tire pressure is off. Your chain feels rough. Something just doesn't feel right. And now that perfect ride, it's filled with doubt. Confidence in your machine creates confidence in your ride. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. I'm going to be at the US Moto Expo 2026, the ultimate motorcycle expo, on Saturday, April 18th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, Utah. Get a discount on your tickets by using the link in the description. And finally, the mistake most riders never think about, riding without intention. You just go out and ride. No goal, no focus, no purpose. And sometimes that's fine. But often, it leads to forgettable rides. The best rides have intention. Maybe it's improving your cornering, clearing your mind, exploring a new road. When you ride with purpose, everything changes. A great ride isn't about having the fastest bike or the perfect road. It's about how you show up to it. Avoid these mistakes, and you don't just ride better, you enjoy it more. The next time you throw your leg over a bike, ask yourself, am I present? Am I riding within myself? Am I riding with intention? Because the difference between a good ride or an okay ride and a great one is usually something small. We all know the reason we have a bike is to ride. And one of the primary benefits of riding, besides how much fun we have, is getting into that state of relaxed awareness. You don't need a ride night, a group ride, or a bike rally to enjoy the ride. Just go. If you would like to learn how to be a master of solo riding, stick around a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.